I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, Joan Lipkin of That Uppity Theater Company will join us for a preview of Briefs, a festival of short LGBT plays. And St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Althoff talks to bluegrass legend Ricky Skaggs. But first, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are known for the animated television series South Park. Robert Lopez is co-creator of the musical comedy Avenue Q, and the three combined efforts to create The Book of Mormon, the Tony Award-winning musical that's now playing at the Fox. And we welcome cast member Samantha Marie Ware. Welcome to Cityscape.
Hello.
There is some confusion early on in this musical about your character's name.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is.
And the confusion doesn't end there, really.
No.
If you have questions or comments about the Book of Mormon, feel free to join us at any time. Area code 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You know, Samantha, the play has gotten so many interesting reviews, everything from really funny to offensive in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if you haven't seen it, I think you really don't know what to expect. That's kind of my sense of it. What do you think?
I totally agree. I think it's better if you don't listen to the soundtrack before you go to see the show.
Oh, really? Why?
People, you know, kind of create this whole obstacle in their mind about what the show may or may not be before they even see it, which keeps some people from actually seeing it.
Right.
Given the fact that Hasadiga is probably one of the most controversial songs in the show.
Which one?
Hasadiga, which is the Ugandan number when they first go to Uganda.
Right. Let's sample some of the music from the show. Would you set it up? I Believe. What's this about?
I Believe is Elder Price, Mark Evans from the UK, who plays Elder Price in the national tour, sings I Believe. And this is kind of like his point where he is kind of at a crossroads. He can't figure out who he really wants to be. And he finally decides that I'm a Mormon and this is who I'm going to be. And so I still believe in everything, even though all this crud is happening to me. So.
And this is from the original Broadway recording.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened? My family and friends all said I was blessed. So what happened? It was supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea. But I allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to help the needy, to do the things I never dared. This was the time for me to step up. So then why was I so scared? A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? I must trust that my Lord is mightier and always has my back. Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt. I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes.
And we're talking with Samantha Marie Ware, part of the cast of The Book of Mormon, which is now up and running at the Fox through March the 3rd. The creators collectively, you have to keep this in mind, the creators of The Book of Mormon are responsible for South Park and Avenue Q. So if you keep that in mind, I guess you really shouldn't be shocked at anything.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Are you annoyed at all by, it doesn't get negative press, but it's, you know, semi-controversial.
Yeah.
Do you think that takes away from it?
Definitely not. I think it gives it a lot more. It keeps the curious minds going, you know. Behind this show, there's so much. Like I said, Hasadiga, I think, is the point where it makes the turn for everyone. I mean, we curse God's name on stage. I'm not really giving away anything. That's just everyone knows it by now. But the fact is that everything about the show is we're not making a mockery of anything. Everything that we do in the show is real. Everything that we say is fact. Everything they do with the Mormons is dead on. It might be over-exaggerated a bit, which is Matt Stone and
right.
Trey Parker. But, like, we you know, we touch base with a lot of what actually is happening in Uganda right now. So everything is definitely 100% real that's going on, just over-exaggerated, I would say.
Well, the musical begins, I guess it's a class of graduating elders. And elders are members of the Mormon Church that are trained to go out and spread the word.
Yes, yes, right? Yes.
So we meet, you mentioned one of them, Elder Price. Mm-hmm. And then there's Elder Cunningham, and they're sort of at the center of the story.
Right.
And they're sort of polar opposites?
Very much so. I call them the number 10 because Elder Cunningham is short and stout, while Elder Price is tall and, you know, very clean and cut and always inside the box. And then Elder Cunningham's always falling out of it. So, yes, very opposite.
Well, and we kind of find out Elder Cunningham hasn't even actually read the Book
yes,
of Mormon.
Yes.
So he's sort of faking
yeah.
his way through it.
Yeah.
So there's this class of graduating elders, and they're about to get their assignments to go around the world to wherever mm-hmm. they're going to be assigned to be. And some of them get, like, wonderful locations like Paris. And
Japan
and Orlando.
Yeah.
And Elder Price is ready for his big...
Yeah, Elder Price wants to go to Orlando. He believes that's where, you know, God is. He thinks that's where he's going to get his own planet. So.
But no, it's Uganda.
Yes, they end up in Uganda.
So he's a little shocked about that.
Yes.
And then sort of a tribute to the Lion King, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, a lot of Lion King references.
So they go to Uganda and they meet the native people. And
yeah.
Just, you know, talk a little bit about the storyline there.
They get to Uganda, which is one of my favorite parts when they make the transition from the Mormon world to the Ugandan world, where it's very three-dimensional and very real. It's very sticky, hot, and uncomfortable, which is, I love the way they set that up because it's, you know, they're out of their box, I would say.
Comfort zone.
Again, yes, yeah. Exactly. So they get to Uganda and they see a couple of things. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but the first couple of things you see is just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So
a lot of people put their head down and kind of laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, all right. Well, this is going to get really neat soon. So, and then, like, we literally jump right into Hasidika, Mafala Hintembi, who is Kevin Mambo, who plays my father in the show, my baba. So he gets down to the nitty-gritty.
He's
with
the bad. Is he the bad guy? Or am I getting my characters mixed
no,
up?
No, he is my father. He sings Hasidika.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
So they get to Uganda, and that's where you enter the storyline. And you meet them and you give them some advice.
Yeah.
Like about keeping their window closed?
Yes.
Why is that?
Keep their windows closed before they might get eaten by lions.
Or?
Or scorpions or mosquitoes or ants that crawl up under the skin and eat them alive. You know, just the little things.
So Elder Cunningham really looks up to Elder Price. Elder Price has got it all together. Elder Cunningham mm-hmm. doesn't. And Elder Cunningham wants to be Elder Price's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, Elder Cunningham has a problem and splits. What happens?
Yes. Actually, Elder Price has he can't deal with it anymore. It's not what he dreamt about. He's not living his paradise, which is kind of basically the whole entire show is about finding your paradise planet, which Elder Price talks about all the time. Orlando is his, you know, that's his heaven. He wants to be there. He gets to Uganda. It's not happening. There's disease to there's disease and famine. Nobody's listening to him. The Africans don't care. Christian missionaries and people come every year to tell him the same exact story.
Right.
They don't want to hear it. And they're not listening to his, you know, Donny Osmond, you know, revival of the Book of Mormon. And so, you know, Cunningham, being, you know, the little stubble that he is, comes in and is like, well, you know, maybe I can get them to believe if, you know, I put a little oomph into it, which...
Well, he just makes stuff up.
Yes, which comes to making things up again, Arnold, which is the beginning of the second act.
So they're on a quota, really. I mean, the hierarchy of the church expects them...
Yes.
...to baptize people.
Oh, yes, of course.
And at one point, they have none.
Yeah.
But you're the first one.
I am.
How do they convince you?
For Nabulungi, it doesn't really take a lot of convincing. She, for example, her paradise planet is to go to the United States. She believes that if she gets to the United States, that's where her heaven is going to be.
Salt Lake City in particular.
Yes, Salt Lake City in particular. So, yeah, doesn't take a lot of convincing for her.
Let's hear some more music. And this is a song that you do. It's Baptize Me.
Yes, yes.
Set that up.
baptize me. Like I just said, he brings up the point, well, you can be a Mormon as long as you get baptized. And she's basically just like, well, can I get baptized? And sure. And then it just kind of goes into that whole double entendre thing of sex and being baptized.
Mm-hmm. So this is you and Elder Cunningham.
I'm about to do it for the first time. And I'm gonna do it with a girl. A special girl who makes my heart kind of flutter. Makes my eyes kind of blur. I can't believe I'm about to baptize her.
He will baptize me. He will hold me in his arms. And he will baptize me right in front of everyone. And it will set me free. When he looks into my eyes and he sees her.
I wash her free of sin, and it'll be so good. So I'm gonna baptize me again. Excuse me, I need another minute.
And we're talking with Samantha Marie Ware from the touring company of the Book of Mormon, which is now playing at the Fox. What about, what is it, the Hell Dream?
Spooky Mormon. Yeah.
That's a visual thing.
Everything that a Mormon doesn't want to happen happens.
Which is?
Just maple glazed donuts and Starbucks. And I don't want to ruin it all.
No, don't give away too much. You know what I kept thinking during the whole thing? I was wondering, are there any Mormons in the audience and how are they reacting? And then I thought, have you ever met a Mormon cast member?
Yes. Jacob.
That's
and
so interesting.
Yes, he is definitely a Mormon. He was kind of a nice little reference during, especially during the rehearsal process. He knows everything, obviously.
Right.
He went to BYU. He kind of got kicked out because of his sexuality, excuse me. So that's an interesting story as well. But yes, Jacob Ben Widmar is Mormon boy.
What kind of input did he give the cast then?
Just, you know, not a lot. He doesn't usually share anything unless we ask him about it, but he knows, like, all the stories of Joseph Smith and the American Moses, and he'll give us, like, the background just in case, like, we really want to know. But other than that, he won't tell you anything unless you ask him.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you have a chance much to hear from audience members personally? Do you talk to them? I'm just curious what kind of reaction you get.
When they come to the stage door, no, they love it. Everybody that I talk to love it. Usually people who don't go home. So I never really hear the negative side.
Well, I think most people kind of know what to expect.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, if you think
by
it's going to bother you.
By now, I hope so. You know.
You just don't go home.
If you see South Park behind it, don't expect flowers and sunshine.
What do you think, what do you think people walk out thinking? Is there a takeaway?
Well, it depends on who you are. Some people walk out and they don't even realize that they just, you know, saw a story or kind of like a lesson. I would hope
What do you think the lesson is?
Me personally, I believe that it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You have to find your own paradise. We're all different and we all want to fit in into this crazy, ridiculous world right now. But I think that literally it's all about finding your paradise planet.
And kind of has some bigger themes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Religion plays a very big role, which is, you know, hard to touch on.
So the fun at Pokes is not necessarily just at Mormons. I mean, it could be seen in a broader
religion,
sense.
You believe in what you want to believe in as long as you believe in it wholeheartedly. If you have an open mind and an open heart, it's easy to take something like that from the show without getting offended that it's just mainly directed at one specific thing, because it's not.
Well, you've been doing this for a while. You were actually in the Broadway cast for a time, right?
I was for 6 weeks. My Broadway debut was magical. That was my paradise planet.
Right. And the fellow that plays on one of the stars, and forgive me for not knowing his name, that plays on the television show The New Normal.
Andrew played, Reynolds, yes.
What's his name?
Andrew Reynolds.
He played, I guess...
Elder Price.
Elder Price
and
on Broadway.
And plays played Elder Cunningham, who's the star of 1600 Penn right now. Uh-huh. So, yeah, they're both just chugging up there.
It's the Book of Mormon at the Fox Theater. It's running through March the 3rd. For ticket information, it's MetroTix, and that's 534-1111. Or if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Fox Theater, and you can get tickets that way. Yesterday, I heard you had a pretty good audience, and of course, we had a terrible storm, and a lot of people, I was wondering about, because a lot of theater companies canceled last night, but, you know, the Fox didn't. So how was the house?
Show must go on. Oh, the house was still amazing. I think people were just very thankful that they were able to make it there and enjoy a show, you know, and we were thankful to give it to them, so...
Well, I thank you for getting up and joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Samantha Marie Ware, cast member of the Book of Mormon, which is now at the Fox through March the 3rd. Samantha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great meeting you. And I really enjoyed the show, by the way.
Well, thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, briefs. And later, a conversation with Ricky Skaggs. This is St. Louis Public Radio.